Good morning. It's Friday, 6th of November. Our first reading for the day is 2 Chronicles chapter 35. I'm going to read to you from Brother Stephen Palmer's book, Josiah and His Children. I read, "As Josiah contemplated the words of the law which he had discovered, it would have become clear that there was much to be accomplished on Passover night. The way in which he responded is recorded in some detail in 2 Chronicles 35. Verse 1 tells us that Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Jerusalem was the place, which is mentioned three times in Deuteronomy 16. The 14th day of the first month was exactly the right time to slay the lambs. This Passover contrasts with the equally faithful but less orthodox obedience of Hezekiah, who celebrated the Passover by force of circumstances in the second month, as we saw in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. The scripture record draws attention to the punctilious way in which Josiah attended to the detail of the word of God. But let us be very clear that Josiah's motivation was not a Pharisaical observance of the ritual and ceremony of the law as a means of salvation. Josiah kept the Passover unto the Lord out of a response of love, for he turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, as we are told in 2 Kings 23, verse 25. The first practical thing Josiah had to do to keep the Passover was to ensure that the priests were properly organised. And he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. The idea of the king encouraging the priests is reminiscent of the way Hezekiah carried out his reformation. Hezekiah had commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. That came from chapter 31 and verse 4. It also says that Hezekiah spake comfortably, or to the heart, and to all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord. So Hezekiah's kindly encouragement to the Levites was to enable them to study and expound the word of God. Josiah's encouragement to the priests was directed to their service of the house of the Lord, but mention is also made of the Levites, who are described as the Levites that taught all Israel, once again indicating the importance placed by Josiah, as well as Hezekiah, on the word of God. And of course, the word and work should always go together. It is the word of God alone which can inform us about how to serve God acceptably, and is the God-given power to enable us to perform that service so that we are not hearers only. There is a lesson for us in the approach of these kings of Judah. Like Hezekiah and Josiah, we too should develop a spirit of encouragement in ecclesial life. Bible students need to encourage others to undertake their own personal study and should take an interest in their discoveries, even if the fruits of their researches have been discovered many times before and are well known to us. And when we speak from the word, let us not forget that the scriptures have not been given to us just to point out faults, but that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 15. It is wonderful that by contemplating these worthies of old who sought to serve the Lord, we can learn so much for our lives today. Thank you for listening to me.